Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
All right, let's move on to our weekly focus on entrepreneurship, and we're going to celebrate and talk about a South African business that's making its mark on the global stage. And the story, I think, is as inspiring as it is flavorful. Cape Herb & Spice is a proudly South African brand. If I read correctly, started about 30 years ago, and it sold from a humble barrow at Cape Town's V&A waterfront, and now has secured shelf space in over 500 Tesco stores in the United Kingdom. It is an incredible journey. I want to talk about that, but also some of the lessons behind the success. And I'm in conversation with Shelley Barnard, Sales and Marketing Executive at Cape Herb & Spice. Shelley, good evening to you and a very warm welcome. So as I've mentioned at the start of our conversation, really was humble beginnings as far as its brand is concerned. What was the secret sauce in moving from a small beginning to a global brand? Was there one big thing that the company did?
Hi, Jeremy. I think it's been a lot of things over the 30 years, but generally I would say being led by a mindset of innovation and excellence. And we've really been looking at the export market for a long time. We're in 30 countries now, but the UK has now become our largest market.
So as I said, 500 Tesco stores, that is a huge milestone. How difficult, Shelley, is it for a South African brand to enter and succeed in a competitive market like this? What did you guys do?
Well, the first thing we did was wait 20 years for the right partner to enter into the UK market.
Yeah, it's always important, isn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely. I'd say that's the main thing. And then they worked very hard to establish the correct positioning for the brand. So the right kind of quality, value, price proposition that would appeal to the UK consumer. So a lot of research went into that, and then selecting the right products. And interestingly, what is the best seller in the UK isn't even on the shelves here. So very different from that perspective. It's been really, really amazing.
That's interesting. In what respect does the British taste differ to the stuff that you sell, to the stuff that you sell here?
So the one product that stands out, and I'd say it's kind of the diaspora of the people in the country. So we have Caribbean Jerk Rub that is amongst the best sellers there, and we can't get it listed on the shelves in South Africa because it just doesn't have the same appeal.
So how have you leveraged the heritage of the brand, the story, the 30-year story, and I guess the resources into meeting the taste of international consumers? I guess in any entrepreneurial story, that back story, the back narrative is always important, isn't it?
It is. But we have taken the position to not be a South African brand as much as a brand from South Africa. So you won't see us using Table Mountain or any of the kind of South African imagery to sell our product. Our product is sold using flavor. It's flavor and packaging and design and humor that come across, and those mix together to create a really successful offering. So there's a lot of effort that goes into traveling, gaining a knowledge of the markets, looking at trends, and then a lot of effort into our food safety accreditation. So top international food safety accreditations that really are the ticket to play in the top retailers across the world. So interestingly, just also as an aside, we produce product at a minimum of EU standard. So even what we're selling in South Africa is of EU standard, whereas South Africa has a much lower standard, which wouldn't actually be acceptable in other markets. So we're taking the quality, the food safety side. We are total packaging nerds, so we're always developing new packaging, looking very much at innovation and sustainability, recyclability, and then we're putting this all together with great design in a very quirky way and coming up with this product.
I have absolutely no doubt over the past 30 years, mistakes have been made, particularly as you've scaled up and gone overseas. I'm not as much interested in the mistakes that you've made, because all businesses do that, but it's the lessons that you learnt and how adaptable you are in terms of recovery. How have you managed to pivot out of things that have gone wrong?
Oh, we have a really strong team. We have a team with a lot of experience. We've kind of been through it all in everything that could go wrong, from packaging failing to things coming out in raw material that you didn't expect. So what we tend to do is we follow the strictest legislation in the world, and it helps to keep us ahead of things that can come out. So Sudan Red was a big thing a few years ago in like a dye that they put into chilies to make it more red. We were aware of that, and it solved it 3 years before it had even become a thing in South Africa. So, you know, we are supplying what we test ourselves with is we supply into the Swiss market, and they are very hectic. And we know that if we can make it work for the Swiss, we can make it work for anyone.
Shelley, for local entrepreneurs who want to scale up internationally, are there other lessons that you've learned from entering tough global markets?
So it's definitely a completely different mindset to the local market. It's a much more competitive stage. So also that we are on the other side of the world from most of the main markets. We need to give the retailer a reason to brave the long shipping times, the inefficient ports, like everything that it takes to deal with South Africa, to give them something special. So it needs to be innovative and delicious. We need to be able to move fast. And as I said, that the accreditations, the food safety is definitely a way in there. Also, again, the partners that you find. So you can start small, but you need to have a partner that knows the market, can access the growth. You need to maybe be clever about how you approach the market. But I think South Africa really has a lot to offer. We have incredible food products, amazing grit, passion for food. So, I mean, if you get it right, it can really, really do well.
And just a final one, give me a sense of company culture and leadership and how that's contributed to the company's growth and innovation over the past three decades.
So we are led by our CEO, Paul Gibson. He's a really, really visionary leader. He's very much drives continuous improvement, very good at using technology to create that improvement across all of our systems. Everything we do is becoming more and more digital. And we really have realized that at Cape Herb, to operate in this high-performance culture of the international market, we need the very, very best people. So we've got very strong people in the roles, and we drive a culture of innovation, and just, again, the continuous improvement in all that we do.
And it's that continuous improvement, I think, which is the key lesson that we take away from this conversation. Shelley Barnard, thank you very much indeed. That is a real success
thank
story
you.
On the entrepreneurial stage. Sales and marketing executive at Cape Herb and Spice.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.